Recorded Books presents Mask of Honor by Sharon Virts. Narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. A quote from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Mask of Pandora. Whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Prologue. February 6th, 1819, Bladensburg, Maryland. A crowd of onlookers had gathered in the half-light of dawn as wind whipped through the bare branches of alders along the banks of the Blood Run. Despite the unrelenting storm, both the bloodthirsty and the curious had traversed nearly a mile from the edge of town through blowing snow to the grove along this stony tributary to bear witness to this morning's affair of honor. The townspeople gathered in silence, huddled against the tempest and bitter cold, as they waited for the formalities to conclude and the signal to be given. On the south bank, where the stream ran east through a gauntlet of ice and stone, two men stood out from the rest. Facing each other, they braced against the storm, not four paces apart. Each held a long-barreled musket at his side. One, wearing a rounded cap, heavily skirted overcoat and calfskin gloves, stood tall and proud with a nobleness of demeanor and a fiery determination in his eyes. The other was coatless, gloveless, and hatless, with raven locks blowing in the violent wind. He too was tall, with piercing eyes and an unyielding grittiness about him. The tension between them lay heavily in the air, yet not a word had been uttered. The only sounds were the howling wind and the low gurgle of the icy creek beyond the reeds. The field marshal muttered something to the contestants, awakening excitement in the crowd, whose size had slowly grown in numbers. As the marshal finished his mumbling, each of the men nodded in response, the one adjusting his shoulders to stand even taller, while the other tightened his grip on the musket, throwing his head back to toss unkempt hair from his brow. At the marshal's next word, the signal to fire, both men rushed to raise their muskets. They were positioned so close that the ends of the barrels nearly touched. Within a split second, the silence on the field shattered as the guns' hammers sparked the flints, igniting the black powder so loudly that the echo between the hills seemed to rip open the sky. In a fiery burst, cold lead propelled hotly down the musket's barrels, exploding for but a fragment of a moment into the snowy air before entering each man. The crowd cried out in unison, first startled by the crack of gunfire, and then horrified by the gore that immediately ensued. Through the blur of smoke and the acrid smell of burning powder, they gasped as they watched each man fall. Black blood quickly engulfed the whiteness of the snow as the bodies lay motionless on the frozen field. Here, on this remote field in the court of last resort, what lay behind the mask of honor finally was revealed. Part 1. A quote from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Mask of Pandora. Premonitions, foreshadowings of some terrible disaster, oppress my heart. Chapter 1. August 15, 1813, Peach Orchard Camp, Fort Norfolk, Virginia. Lieutenant John Jack Mason McCarty woke with a pounding in his head and a stinging on his neck. Swatting at the biting black fly, he shifted on the cot to find a more comfortable position in the sweltering heat. The movement caused the throbbing in his head to worsen. He rolled onto his back and gulped at the hot, muggy air. The hammering in his head pounded even louder. Bringing a hand to his forehead, Jack grasped his temples. Amid the pulsing pain, a voice boomed somewhere above him. He opened an eye. Blinding rays of filtered light cut through the storm, thundering and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?